AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell says to protect the integrity of the game, the league is appealing a judge's ruling wiping out the four-game suspension of New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
Brady insisted he did not play a role in deflating footballs at last season's AFC Championship game, which led to his team going on to win the Super Bowl.
In his opinion, the judge ruled Brady's suspension was based upon several significant legal deficiencies, including the failure to notify Brady of potential penalties. Protesters are outside the courthouse in Ashland, Kentucky. Rowan County Clerk Kim Davis is supposed to appear before a judge. Davis has refused to issue marriage licenses to same-sex couples. The AP's Adam Beam reports she could get fined for contempt of court.
If the judge does fine her, the question will that be her personal money she has to pay, or would it come from the county budget?
A former State Department employee who helped set up Hillary Rodham Clinton's email server says he will not testify before the House panel investigating the deadly 2012 terrorist attack in Benghazi, Libya. Elijah Cummings is ranking Democrat on the committee. He is not surprised.
When you look at all the wild accusations that have been made with regard to this committee and Benghazi and Hillary Clinton, I'm sure his lawyer made a determination that he didn't want him to get caught up in that.
Cummings says the investigation has turned into a derail Hillary Clinton nomination by any means necessary. Republican candidates for president are signing pledges not to run as a third-party candidate. They're waiting to see if Donald Trump signs the pledge. A Republican official speaking on condition of anonymity says there are signs indicating Trump will likely sign the pledge. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 83 points. This is AP Radio News. The U.S. says it will let military and diplomatic families near a Turkish airbase leave the country. AP National Security correspondent Sagar Magani reports there are growing worries about security.
Turkey is getting more active in fighting Islamic State militants, and as more attacks are launched from Incirlik Air Base, officials say there are increased security threat concerns there. The hundreds of military and diplomatic family members near the base in southern Turkey are being told they can voluntarily leave the country, though they're not required. Washington will pay for their departures. The State Department plans to issue a travel warning for the region. Sagar Magani at the Pentagon.
The father of a three-year-old Syrian boy whose body washed up on a beach in Turkey says the waves on the smuggler's boat they were on were just too high and they overturned. Abdullah Kurdi's wife and another son were also killed on the boat. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.